Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Welcome back, and it's now or never, as I always point out. I do too many shows, but I get the feedback, like when people hear the first time I go over why it's now or never, why it's getting to the point, folks, where if we don't act, it's over. And so we're gonna do a little marketing. And in the old days, I would just call marketing the what is it going to take to get you engaged? And it's kind of like, I guess in a way, poking you in the eye or trying to get you motivated. Because I know there's a lot of people listening, and I've actually gotten more and more feedback over the past couple of months. And so I guess I'm getting to some of you. I guess there's a lot of others that just, I don't know if you realize how much time we have left. Now, here's an interesting thing, because I want to get into it. But before I do, I've got to remember I have to help you understand the importance of subscribing to our YouTube channel. And so if you go to Reclaiming the Republic YouTube channel, if you go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, you can click on the button that'll take you right there if you don't know how to search in YouTube. And that way you can subscribe. So when we get the content up there, like the constitutional series and or what have you, then I believe you'll get a notice, an RSS feed, because what you're doing is you're signing up for an RSS feed, and in so doing, you'll be notified when a new series or a new show or any new video has been dropped onto our YouTube channel. This way, you can be informed, and that way you can get more informed. Anyway, what's more important is the fact that there is a First Amendment petitioner who has been arrested, and apparently they're really getting serious when it comes to pushing back. Now, I have to tell you, I've got to be honest. You know, usually what ends up happening when those who are in government do not like being held accountable, they like to start using oppression. And they think they can get away with it because they think that it will be, you know, buried, that the person that they're shutting down will not have the ability to fight. Now, and this is kind of interesting because in Michigan, a gal by the name of Catherine Henry, who actually happens to be a lawyer, who is using some First Amendment petitions. And I don't know the full story other than the fact that she's the founder of Restore Freedom Initiative in Michigan. And so if you just Google or use your DuckDuckGo or whatever your search engine is, just look for the Restore Freedom Initiative. And it's you know, not much there, but she kind of talks a little bit about what she's doing and how she's using the First Amendment right. Now, I have not seen her petitions, but I just don't think that she understands that, you know, she should actually be petitioning the police. She actually should be petitioning all of these other institutions in Michigan that are trying to shut her down, instead of just being out there trying to get people aware and sign signatures to get some initiative by. In other words, she's using her First Amendment right, but I don't think she's actually using it as a weapon. And so I've reached out, I left a message on her phone, at least what we've told was her phone, and haven't heard back from her, but that's okay. We're all busy. Who knows? She may still be in jail. Because she just got arrested. But anyway, I think it's important that we start realizing that when people all of a sudden understand this club, I've told you about this. It's A First Amendment petition is literally your license to clench your fist and punch them right between the eyes with a demand that they must comply to the Constitution, or they must act on something, and they do not like it. And so it's good to create first a symbiotic relationship, which is why we have those commissioner videos on the YouTube channel, on Reclaiming the Republic channel. That's our YouTube channel. So if you go there, watch those two. If you have decent people in your county commissioner seats, then ask them, plead with them to watch those videos, because they need to understand first the context of the Constitution, and then secondly, what do you do about the Constitution when it gets violated, at least the federal Constitution. And then they'll kind of go, well, why are you telling us this? Well, guess what? You're the parties to the state constitution. And so it is your responsibility, which is why we are here. So I think that what we have to do, and, you know, the third video will not really touch it, because the third video goes into nullification. I want to make sure that people understand what you don't do. And so the convention states and nullification will be brought up in the second video or third video. The fourth video is where I'll actually connect the dots with the enabling acts. And so this way they can actually see how the states were formed. And even though the states were formed in a similar fashion in the later years, the reality is that the people that were directing the states, or these county governments to form the states, they didn't understand what they were doing, nor did, actually, I would take that back. I think the federal government did understand that they wanted to start constraining the states so that they wouldn't be, you know, full-powered sovereign parties, that they would be subjugated to the federal government. Because at this point in time, the federal government had taken, started and actually was perverting its role or its relationship with the states, in basically asserting that it was the sovereign, or it was the more powerful than the states, when the reality is the states have all the residual power. The only power that the federal government has is those powers that are delegated. Yes, the federal government, it's kind of like your children. You know, you let your kid, you know, get away. There's actually, you know, episodes out there, you know, in television, sci-fi and so forth, where, you know, you kind of create something like a robot or some artificial intelligence. And next thing you know, that thing just gets out of control and it starts mass populating and actually waging war. Terminator, there's a lot of them out there. I think Stargate was another one that had replication and, you know, cyborg or this basic intelligence. Anyway, nevertheless, the fact of the matter is that when you start exerting your First Amendment right of petition, it's important that you try to get them to understand what the opportunity is. See, they can easily be replaced. But you know what? I'm telling you that unless they really piss people off, unless they've gone so far that there's just no point in being redeemed. You know, they, in other words, they don't think that they could actually redeem their public image where, you know, they might be able to lead again. But anyway, when they start realizing the opportunity, then you can actually convert these folks. If they're really good, they could actually become a Rufus King. They could become, you know, a Jerry, a Ames, a Madison, if they're really good spokesmen, Jefferson, Madison, and so forth. But nevertheless, there's plenty of room. Just remember that the nation was not created on George Washington's shoulders alone. The nation was not created on Thomas Jefferson or Benjamin Franklin. You know, it took a series of men, and they all played an integral role in what they did. It's easy to highlight one person over the other. I mean, I like highlighting Madison because I see what Madison did was he actually put, you know, the structure in the government for us, and or was helping us understand that structure. I mean, clearly, this was all done by our the divine hand of providence, by our Creator. So clearly, I mean, all the credit goes to Him. But to prove my point, He inspired a multitude of people. And so it's not on my shoulders, it's on all of our shoulders. You know, I look at this moment now, and as Madison was pursuing the Constitutional Convention, he had to convince a lot of people. There were other people that were all on board, but he was key in getting George Washington, the one person that needed to be there to give the credibility to the Constitution. And you know what? George Washington did everything he could to keep his hands from trying to seem like he was the former, like he was advocating. He didn't go around selling it. Not like you see today, where you see all of the politicians trying to sell you a bill of goods. I mean, just look at the upcoming presidential election, and you will see a lot of petitions selling you a very large bag of crap. Anyway, let me go through some obligatory, so we can kind of get into the marketing structure for today. So, just remember, what kind of content do you need? What is it that your organization needs that, you know, we can help you with? What can we bring to the table to help you? And then, more importantly, we want you to be focused on what is best for your county and state in leading you to success. Now, just remember that very soon, probably, I was going to do it this month, but it looks like it'll probably start next month after all the legislation is all done, or the legislative sessions. We want to start having phone calls, and so we already have a 1-800 number phone call. I just need to start getting a few things in place. And so what we're going to do is we will probably announce this in the next week or two, because I need to find somebody to kind of honcho the meeting. And what I mean by that is, I mean, I've already got everything to do this with. But what I need is one person, because when I'm talking, I will not be able to be focused on that other stuff. And so if not, it's hard to chew gum, walk and have a conversation and do something else with your hands, you know, while you're driving. So anyway, we are going to be back just after one promo, so please hang in there. We'll be right back. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model, on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
And it goes without saying, this show is also sponsored by republicreview.org, as well as Reclaiming the Republic. And so this is also the only show that gives you the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. So we kind of wrapped up on, you know, power, politics, and those types of things, and how we need to start going after any of these people that are trying to pervert our Republican form of government. So I was really wrapping all of these different things, like Gates, Soros, influencers, or even demagogues, how they are willing to go and violate your right to have your representative. In other words, they know that they can come in and make more noise in your legislative county, district, what have you, whether it be the county commissioner race, your legislative race, your Senate race, or the Senate for the state. They know if they can bring in from outside your state, outside your county, whatever, from outside they can bring more money in, they can make more noise than you. And he who makes the most noise wins. You know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. That's what's happening here, folks. And so the only way you're going to secure your elections, you know, it's nice to have, and you know, there are places that still do in-person ballots. We need to get back to strictly that. There's a whole bunch of voter integrity and that kind of crap that needs to be taken care of. But even still, as long as they can continually, as long as foreigners in the election can actually influence your election, then they're going to continue to steal it. Because I'm telling you right now, that's how they've been doing it. And that's how it all started. That's how we've gotten into the mess we're in, is because the boundaries of the election are blurred. And nobody cares whether where the money comes from. Get your butt into a race and you'll find out. And then you'll start caring because you're going, how is this person getting money from these people way over there? And I am telling you, there are people and influencers that are willing to buy your soul as long as you give them their pound of flesh. And so... The only way we're going to be able to actually start taking back our government is we have to change our paradigm regarding a Republican form of government. Right now, everybody truly believes, I hear way too much crap about a democracy. You know, as I say, our true form of government today is really a monarchical party democratic form of socialism. And so that's the type of government we have, because government can do anything they want because they can compromise away everything. And we're quickly moving towards totalitarianism. This is what I covered last Friday. So the sad indictment, because this is how we have gotten here. It's not just our education system, folks. Most everybody's quick to point their finger at the education system. It's our political system. It is the party system as well. And it's our electoral system. You know, the fact that we all have kind of bought into this democracy and, you know, whoever can bring in the most money wins. No. No, it is whoever can bring in, it has to start to be qualified. It has to be in representation money. In other words, that person has a right to representation in this race. If they don't have, if Gates does not have a right to representation in the race you're running in, he shouldn't be able to put a penny into it, nor any of his companies. You need to start demanding that your county commissioners and state legislators start passing laws that shut down access to buying votes, because that's what they're doing. Anyway. When I look at, because the real indictment is when I look at who's actually coming into race, this is where we were Friday. I was just getting into this point. When we look at who is actually considering the top seat in America, it has nothing to do with Constitution, vision of liberty, and how to get back there. It has everything to do with somebody that's got something to gain for themselves. And that's somebody, you know, happens to be Elon Musk. There's no doubt in my mind this guy is positioning himself, and he's become an influencer. And there's no doubt in my mind Elon Musk wants that seat. He saw, look at what Trump has been able to do. Trump has been able to use his money to actually buy his way into that seat. Now, Romney tried to do that, but he didn't have enough money. He didn't have Trump money. And so... if you have that kind of money, you can buy that seat. And if you buy that seat, then you might be able to create a government that's favorable towards your businesses and your business interests. To be honest with you, this is an indictment. Again, what does America need? Does America need vengeance, or does America need to restore its liberty and get it back onto the right track? We're going to be talking about China today, if not today, tomorrow. And so we have to start having a realistic look at what the heck's going on, because we can't allow reacting the way they want us to react. We can't afford it, folks. I'm sure that nobody really wants to go to war, but we have to. We're going to have to face a war. Now, whether that is a war with guns and bullets, or whether that is a war in the, you know, I'll just call it the public arena, whether it be public image, because bottom line, what we're seeing today, public image actually has a lot more to do with it. And as a matter of fact, there are ways to actually create so much tension in our adversaries' homes to make it so that they can't even function. When people have hope, that's when they're willing to fight to the death. If they have no hope, they will march along and do what they're told. You have to take their hope away. Remember I told you that story about the rat? Now, I think I might have mentioned that the rat tried for like 6 minutes and then finally just gave up. And then when the hand pulled it out and then let it recuperate and then put it back in the water, that rat fought and fought and fought till it died. And we're talking 60 hours of struggling to stay alive. That rat just kept on going. 60 hours. Just imagine what hope does to any life at all. All life will do, and 9 times out of 10, is it will fight for its existence. But if it has no hope, it won't. And I am telling you, the only thing you need to empower your hope is faith. If you act with faith that these things in the Constitution will work, like these First Amendment petitions, you know, it may fail with you, but with the next few people, it will finally start succeeding. Now, hopefully, we're not looking for martyrs, but hopefully, you know, we all survive this. But I don't know where the lots are cast. I have no idea. I do know this, that the divine hand of providence, our Lord loves all of us and wants all of us to have liberty, and He will bless us if we fight for it. He's proven that throughout time. He's shown His hands even in the oddest of settings, where you go, well, huh, you know, those weren't Christians, those weren't Jews, but it seemed like they had the divine hand intervention type of thing that actually helped them because they were seeking liberty. So when we start looking at Matthew McConaughey and stars like that that want to enter to the ring, it's all about influence. As a matter of fact, the idiot Penn just finally, you know, got back into the, you know, the political fray and, you know, public arena on world events. Remember, he went to Iraq and he made his position and, you know, was out there supporting Saddam Hussein. And I think his last comment regarding this Ukrainian invasion, he was born for this moment. Anyway, there are people that are so ideologically wired that they can't see night from day. They can't see the forest from the trees. They only see what they want to see, and they're looking for something very specific. And unfortunately, they're missing the whole, they're missing the big picture. They're missing everything. So when we start really looking at the field as it starts to form, in your heart, If you want a leader, you have to start asking for leaders. You have to start challenging and speaking out. You have to actually say and ask questions in the town hall meetings. You have to put it into the forums, do it in social media, create memes. But they have to know that we're looking and we're watching them, and we're looking for leaders, not somebody that actually just, you know, is going to get vengeance for us. We need somebody to lead, and what we need is the states to be led. We need the states to take back their compact and enforce it, which is Republic Review. Now, some of the things that really are very concerning is as we start to see some of the shifts in government, we knew these days were coming, but I may not have mentioned this, but I think it's worthy of being mentioned, that the unconstitutional CDC, right? There's no role, responsibility, power, or property in the United States Constitution allowing and delegating the authority to the federal government to have this Center for Disease Control. Where is that? What part of the Constitution is that in? Ah, it's not there. There's no amendment that actually is given. There's no direct amendment that has given them the authority to create this. But interestingly enough, this unconstitutional bureaucracy has actually come out and has authorized the COVID-19 vaccine to actually be a part of the immunization schedule for children. And what this does is it gives them almost permanent immunity to vaccine manufacturers. So they know what they're doing, and they're trying to get you to drink their Kool-Aid, and they're actually forcing you to do that. When we come back, we'll be right back after this. We'll dive into China.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Now, there's always a lot to cover when it comes to Russia, when it comes to China and their tyranny. And one of the things that we've covered on this show is how Russia has already, not Russia, I'm sorry, China is already delivering closed-circuit television monitoring systems that can plug in with the same kind of technology and capability to actually plug in for ATR, automatic target recognition, or in other words, the ability to do facial scans and quickly identify you with your biometrics. And so this was being done in California. This is being done around the nation. If you see in your little community that they're starting to put up government camera systems, you need to take a stand and demand that those camera systems come down. You need to demand that those things are not in government's hands. We have a right to be secure in our persons and in our effects, regardless of where we go and in our home. And so if government is monitoring, you know, like in Temecula, California, they're monitoring by actually using automatic target recognition, and they start looking for people without a bench warrant, without a judge saying that they can look for you. They shouldn't even have access to your biometric information. How would they get that? they would have to come and search and basically, you know, with a warrant, let you know that they're now monitoring you. And then when the suspicion is done, everything must be expunged. The fact that they even keep records for your DNA, they keep records with your biometrics, only means that they've become a monitoring state. Now, I get it that we've got way too much crime, but we've talked about what it would take to actually solve our, you know, this mode of crime where everybody is a perpetrator. I mean, it's out of hand. And the only way we're actually going to do this is we actually have to change our paradigm. We have to go back to understanding who is responsible ultimately for your security. If you're going to say your police department, you're crazy. They'll never respond in time, and they will never take care of you. There are more and more cases where people have called the police, and next thing you know, or somebody's asked the police to intervene on something, and next thing you know, that person ends up dying in their care. Now, I'm not trying to give police a bad rap, because not all of them are bad. But the fact is, if we have police force, we don't have a constitutional government. We don't need police. Everybody has the responsibility of defending the Constitution and defending the laws. And we have, you know, we actually have say over how we're to be governed. We shouldn't be allowing, you know, all of these types of laws being created. The fact is that they're creating, most of the laws they're creating are direct violations of the Constitution. And the only reason and the only way they're getting away with this is because of our education system. I mean, our education system is to be blamed for not teaching us and giving us the fundamental things that we all need to know and need to be aware of, you know, as far as our responsibilities as a citizen, our responsibility to the militia as a citizen, our responsibility of being able to be called and compelled to defend the Constitution and the laws that are in pursuant to the Constitution. We are not to defend laws that are arbitrary, that are not direct or a derivative of the Constitution, a direct derivative, not an incidental derivative. Somebody says, oh, well, it's implied. No, there's no such thing as implied powers. Madison clearly stated that when he argued against Congress and the Assumption Act. So, to be clear, what we're seeing and what we know is happening is we see all the warning signs. I've been telling you, as China has been, you know, reaching out, go look at the level of control underneath, because back in the Cold War days, it was Russia and America. And when the Russian government fell, and, you know, it was just a matter of time. As a matter of fact, something tells me Richard Nixon and the globalists knew that it was a matter of time before Russia fell. They already saw the warning signs with the bread lines and everything else that Russia could not sustain itself. It could not continue on. It would have to break down that wall, in the Berlin Wall and so forth. And that was, 15 years later? 16 years later. The fact of the matter is that when we look at, you know, the fact that Nixon, I mean, the Communist Revolution in China was, what, in the 40s? And then we saw Nixon just 30 years later, like we forgot that these guys were hardcore communists, gave them the most favored nation status. What the heck was that for? It was the globalist in ensuring, because look at who Nixon had. He had Henry Kissinger, one of the big-time globalist strategists who provided the strategies of what needed to happen to get this all set up. And so here we have Nixon giving China the most favored nation status, and we've never once knocked them off of that list. And now look at them. Now, back in the 70s, at that same time, when I remember looking at CIA maps, where, you know, you'd open up a CIA fact book, which was unclassified, you could look it up and you could actually see what nation, you know, a map of the world with a little color of which nation was American and which nation was communist. And guess what colors they used? They used blue for liberty and they used red for communism. Same thing we use in our, you know, in our political section or in our political world here. But red in America is supposedly, you know, the conservative side. Ah, so what happened? Why was it that they were doing this kind of color coding? Now, shoot, I mean, even when you look at audio left and right, right is red, but how was the fact book using red? Well, I don't want to dive down this issue of cold, you know, the Cold War and why they were using these colors. The fact of the matter is, folks, if you look at the two dominating economic controllers of the world, it was either Russia or the United States. I mean, England was nowhere to be found. I mean, they'd been bumped out of Indonesia. They were bumped out of Hong Kong, or they were on their way to being bumped out of Hong Kong. And so, I mean, they were losing their footing of economic control. Now, today, if you look at the map, it is China. China has a dominance over the economic control over the world again, or over the world in contrast to us. This has all been happening because we have our government, and this all really started really at the late 90s, early 2000s, when, you know, this globalist plan under the Clinton era, because George H.W. Bush couldn't do this. He had to get the Democratic Congress to have a president to help, you know, open the doors for globalism, which is why NAFTA was critical. And it set the stage for his son, not Clinton, but George W. Bush, with the Patriot Act. But they had to do certain things. Certain things had to transpire. And in other words, the attack on America had to happen. It had to happen so that we would pass a Patriot Act. And that Patriot Act, inside that was a lot of very nefarious things. My good friend Mark Lerner with the Constitutional Alliance, and the fact that they've gone down this path of creating biometric information, that they needed to use biometric codes or biometric formulas and recognition to be able to start identifying people. And he himself, actually, in our interview, you know, admitted that, you know, he was all for this until he realized, you know, that this was actually the door for Big Brother. And this is what we see today, what's going down in China, as they're what we call a Big Brother, but they call it a social credit system. They monitor everything you do. But in China, they give you a phone. In China, you know, you all have a phone. And, you know, it was based on phone data that we could actually garner that millions of people had died in China from COVID because millions of phone lines all of a sudden were shut down. Folks, when we start looking at what China is doing and we start seeing things here in America that are starting to unfold, you should be concerned and you should be worried. Now, one of the things that is coming down the pike is in Massachusetts, they're now allowing inmates to surrender an organ for early release. It's called an early release program. If you're willing to give up a kidney or some kind of organ that you could live without, but somebody else needs it, which I guess part of your liver or what have you, and this is okay. And as far as I'm concerned, that when the government goes down this path of saying you have to give up an essence to get away with, it's like buying freedom. Your freedom is for sale. Are you kidding me? This has the smacks of corruption, and this has the smacks of lawsuits and all sorts of other warnings. We'll be right back after this.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so I've been kind of telling you that, you know, China has been rattling their sabers. China wants war. And so China believes it has a level of attrition that, in other words, it has the ability to get rid of and expend a lot of life because it is manufacturing a lot of garbage. In other words, a lot of their war machine. They've been manufacturing ships. I mean, they're at, you know, they have been working on their war machine. Everybody's been telling you this for years. When you look at how they spend, how much of their budget goes on defense or actually offensive measures. I mean, they're now knocking little, you know, chips of wood off of country soldiers saying, tell us to stop. They have become that level of a bully. Now, the reality is China's actually, you've probably heard, they do have provinces that are now opening up to where they can have more children in those provinces. Now, those provinces have to be heavily sited and heavily geared towards control and, you know, the population being very favorable towards the communist regime. Any province that has been, you know, problematic, those provinces, you know, are being locked down, shut down, and they have lots of people. And you're hearing these stories about live organ harvesting and all of this. You know this is happening. And so China has been getting ready, and I've been telling you that they have actually made the necessary measures of starting this past year was one of their first. They've actually been playing with the idea of doing joint military ops with Russia. Ah, now the bear all of a sudden has, a bolstering of, you know, I'll just say piss, and, you know, because when you all of a sudden get full of yourself, the next thing you know, you're about ready to start waging war. We already also know, and I've been telling you, that Russia has been working with Iran. So has China. Both of these dark nations, both of these evil nations, have been working with Iran in trying to create the formidable alliance of Gog and Magog. Gog and Magog being Russia and Iran, Persia. And so bottom line, you can see that they're already getting solidified in the ability to pull off a two-theater war because China has a lot of ships and they want to actually go to a naval war or a projected war. Plus, they also want to help benefit Russia in doing what it's going to do because these two nations are going to divide and conquer. And America is, Russia wants America. And I think, not Russia, China wants America because they know of our resources. And Russia wants Europe. I don't know how they're divvying everything up, but there's a reason why Russia has been heavily invested in Europe and why China is buying up America. They're planting their footings here, folks. And when we're starting to see, you know, some of the train derailings and so forth, and we start understanding that China has actually, the Chinese Communist Party has been active politically in America for a long time. If you don't believe me, start doing your research on Trevor Lawton. He's a subject matter expert on communist influences and penetration into American religion, into American politics, and so forth. The Enemy Within was his movie. He wrote a book about it. And so he will tell you precisely how far China has been. China, most people know that Black Lives Matter and many of these communist revolutionaries in America, American communist revolutionaries have gone to China to create alliances and to create, you know, get their training, and they're here playing as bad actors. What do we do about all of this? Well, the first thing is you have to take back your counties and your states. And then, you know, when we finally get to a point where we take back the nation, because we can do this, there's no doubt in my mind we can do this. They don't have that level of control. They only have control over some bad players. They don't have that level of control throughout this republic. And so as this republic can easily wake up a lot more people and get more people quickly engaged, like what we're talking about. Now, I'm not going to be surprised. My radio show is going to be knocked down, you know, or there'll be a few days there where you won't be able to listen to me, because that's usually what happens when I talk to this level. But the fact of the matter is, folks, is that if we start acting now, we can actually pull ourselves off of the precipice. We have the ability to control our destiny still. If the states surrender their sovereignty, it's over. This is why the real last vital, if you want to call it a revolution, you know, war effort or political effort, our last, you know, the last battlefield that we have, and the one that is critical of winning, is in the states. It is not at the federal government. Everything I hear from all of the morons, and I believe you me, they're all morons. Josh Hawley, you know, Schmidt, Rand Paul, all of these conservative heroes, they're all morons. Because that one of them is actually defending and actually taking to task the Constitution and demanding the Constitution be complied to. Oh, no, they don't want to be like McCarthy. You know, the old McCarthyism, you know, killing himself, jumping out of a window. Anyway. When we're looking at what they're doing, I can actually see China going into Taiwan and exercising its authority in all of the nations it's playing with, or trying to actually pull off coups and all sorts of things. The fact of the matter is all we need to do, if we have a president that has the willingness to actually confront these nations head on, the best thing that they can do is to actually go and let the people know in the provinces of China and let the people know in Hong Kong and in Taiwan, if they're willing to have an open and honest election to break away from China and become a territory of the United States, please let us know. We'll be happy to help. Watch everybody start, you know, because this gives them hope. Everybody starts fighting. You'll actually see turmoil throughout the world. As a matter of fact, go look at what the Bible says. The Bible talks about, you know, just real true tumultuous times and lots of people dying. Folks, our liberty and our salvation is worth dying for. This is why some of us are doing this. This is why we're in these positions. We realize the risk. And we understand that in the next life comes the greatest of rewards. So you got some choices, and I believe the evildoers are really believing that more people would rather receive the reward in this life than in the next. Because I think that's what Satan offers, is he offers an immediate reward. In Christianity and in our Christian beliefs, we believe that we'll be held accountable and we'll receive our reward in heaven. Now, interestingly enough, Islam has that same belief, but they also believe, they do not believe in liberty, they believe in subjugation. So, anyway, as we start looking at what the strategies are, the only strategy that we have is to actually start standing up and letting Ukraine know that we're not going to be helping you anymore. We're not helping Crimea. We're not helping anybody anymore. We're not playing these little games. If you want liberty and you don't want to be under clutches of your despotic tyrants, then you need to vote and demand you get rid of this enforced injection. Because that's exactly what's happening. That's exactly what Putin is doing. He's saying, I want a regime change. America has done its share of regime changes. It's wrong. We should never have been doing it. And so now we have an opportunity to start doing the right thing and getting people to understand the controls that we have over government and not giving them general powers, giving them enumerated powers and saying, this is all you can do. You step beyond this, we're coming after you. That's what should have been happening in America all this time. We should have been going after the federal government for all of the things that they had no authority to do. Well, folks, it's now or never. And there you get it. There's the beginning of my show right there. It's now or never. Either we hold them to task and we hold them accountable and take back those unauthorized roles, responsibilities, powers, and properties, or we will rue the day. And I'm telling you, we will rue the day. We have an opportunity to shine, and you know that light within us can so shine. If we choose to actually, I just want to play it safe. I'm going to sit here on the fence because I see it that way. I see that the world, all of the good people are sitting on a fence. And you see all of these memes and you see all these other people. What's really sad is all of the people that have dove into their myopic sight. In other words, the Second Amendment, stopping the invasion. All of these people, the Jural assemblies, the sovereign citizen movement, all of these different movements out there, all of them, I see that they have all basically zoned in on one thing and they turn their back on the Constitution. That is the one commonality that they all have. Every organization that puts its organization's relevance above your liberty and your Constitution, every facet, every part of that Constitution, then they are a part of the problem. We have to start recognizing that organizations need to actually be held to task too. As people organize and say, follow me, we're going to stop this one thing. No, we got to save the nation and our Constitution. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org
and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.